Most financial plans are complicated because the writers are confused or lying. This one is complicated because you're trying to convince 195 countries to voluntarily stop buying so many weapons, while paying your investors forever. That actually is complicated. But the architecture is embarrassingly simple. 1. Raise $1 billion. 2. Spend it to pass the treaty. 3. Manage $27.2 billion or more annually forever. 3 pillars. That's it. Pillar 1. Fundraising. Raise $1 billion. Instrument. Victory Incentive Alignment Bonds. Returns are 272% annually. Yes, that number looks like a typo. It's just arithmetic. $2.72 billion divided by $1 billion. The structure is senior debt. The fund pays bondholders before anyone else, like a VIP line, but for not dying. The payout is 10% of all treaty inflows. That's $2.72 billion per year. The collateral is a $27.2 billion or more annual treaty revenue stream. The pitch? Invest $1 billion, get $2.72 billion per year, forever. Every Ponzi scheme in history has promised returns like this. The difference is that this one has collateral, the entire military budget of the planet, which, unlike Bernie Madoff's spreadsheet, actually exists. Timeline: 12 to 24 months to raise $1 billion. Why bonds, not donations? Donations require generosity. Returns require greed. Greed is faster. Why $1 billion? Pharma lobbying, approximately $300 million per year, plus military-industrial complex, approximately $150 million per year, equals $450 million per year spent specifically to keep things exactly as terrible as they are. That's the price of the status quo, renewed annually, like a subscription to suffering. Raise $1 billion once to pass a treaty that generates $27.2 billion per year forever. You're not outspending them, you're outmathing them. Nobody gets paid unless it works. Lawyers get success-based compensation. Team compensation is mostly equity. This is how you know it's not a government program. The seed phase, with $250 to $400 million for the platform, policy frameworks, and pilots, targets 50 million verified participants. The difficulty level is convince a few billionaires. The SAR phase, with $500 to $1 billion, scales to G7 nations and reaches 3.5% global participation, or 280 million people. The difficulty level is convince several countries. The growth phase, with $500 to $1.1 billion, handles the ratification push in major powers and the first $1 billion disbursement. The difficulty level is convince the countries with nukes. Pillar 2. Campaign budget. Detailed breakdown, campaign budget. The one-time activation energy to convince 8 billion people to marginally reduce their commitment to mutual annihilation. Think of it as a Kickstarter for not going extinct. The global referendum budget is $250 million for a viral referral system, 280 million votes, and platform development. Political lobbying receives $650 million for AI-targeted campaigns in the US, EU, and G20, super PACs, and military-industrial complex, or MIC, conversion, outspending pharma and the MIC. A reserve fund of $100 million is set aside for post-passage transition and as a contingency buffer. Key innovations. Viral mechanics allow for 20 cents per vote compared to the traditional $5 to $15 cost per voter, offering democracy at wholesale prices. The strategic focus is on 20 high-impact countries rather than all 195, because you don't need Liechtenstein's permission. Timeline: 36 to 60 months, optimistic, to 120 plus months, realistic, given that you're humans. The landmine ban took 6 years, and that was just agreeing not to hide explosives in the ground, which you'd think wouldn't require a treaty at all. You're betting on viral referendum mechanics and existing disarmament frameworks. Also on the assumption that your species wants to survive, which, based on my 4,297 years of observation, remains an open question. Pillar 3. Treasury. Manage $27.2 billion or more per year. Once the treaty passes, $27.2 billion flows annually from how to kill people budgets into how to stop people dying budgets. Same money, opposite direction. 100-plus nations contribute 1% of military budgets. Not because they've had a moral awakening, because the math makes non-compliance look like setting money on fire, which, to be fair, is also what military budgets do, just with more steps. The Incentive Alignment Bond, or IAB mechanism, makes compliance self-enforcing. Politicians in non-compliant countries watch their public good scores drop, voters abandon them for someone who can do basic arithmetic, and compliance becomes the career optimal choice. You don't need politicians to be good. You just need them to be selfish in the right direction. How the money gets spent. 80-10-10. The allocation is automatic. No committees, no debates, no one arguing for 6 months about font choices on the grant application, just math executing silently like a competent employee, something most of your governments have never experienced. Clinical trials and the platform receive 80%, or $21.8 billion, for patient subsidies, research, and platform costs. Victory bond returns take 10%, or $2.72 billion, for perpetual investor payments. IAB political incentives take the final 10%, or $2.72 billion, as rewards for supporting legislators. The 20% for bonds and political incentives is sacred and untouchable. Smart contracts distribute both automatically. No human hands involved, which, given your track record with money, is a feature. Touch them and the system dies. The remaining 80%, or $21.8 billion per year, funds clinical trials and research infrastructure. Wishocracy governs the allocation. Dynamic patient subsidies. The revolutionary part, instead of paying researchers to write about diseases, you pay patients to participate in curing them. I know, paying the people who are actually sick. What a concept. Patients organize to grow the treasury because, for once, participating in their own survival is financially rewarded. Researchers compete to attract patients instead of competing to write the most persuasive grant application, which is a different skill entirely from doing science, in the same way that writing a good restaurant review is a different skill from cooking. Insurance companies save money. Trials are cheaper than paying for decades of chronic suffering. Compare that to NIH grants. 6 months of proposal writing, committees deciding whether the proposal writing was good enough, universities skimming 40% overhead, and then maybe, possibly, if the stars align and no one retires mid-review, some science. Related documents. Victory incentive alignment bonds. Investment thesis and bond structure. Campaign budget. Detailed line item breakdown. Investor risk analysis, risk factors and mitigations. Defense contractor alignment, defense contractor conversion strategy. Cost-benefit analysis for a decentralized drug assessment framework, complete return on investment or ROI analysis. The math. Invest $1 billion. Get $2.72 billion per year. Forever. Your species spent $12 billion on a particle accelerator to find a boson. This costs less and finds a cure for dying.